Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau joins us, as he does every week at this time, to warn us about scams and ripoffs. And I guess this is a time of year that you get people posing as utility workers and coming around. We need to hear about this. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yes, there's always an increase in those types of scams around the holiday season for some reason. As you mentioned, these are, you know, fake utility workers going door to door or calling you both and asking you for to change your account over to them. Or in the worst case scenario, Bob, is they ask you for access to your house. They need to get to your basement to look at your wires or your gas line. And then basically with somebody, you leave your front door open and they come in and rob your house as well. So I think it's important for consumers to not just let anybody into your house and to make sure by calling utility company directly to make certain that they're in your area and they need access to your house. And all the utilities have, you know, 24-hour emergency numbers. So it's important to call them first before letting them into your house. And this scam has been happening for many, many years, Bob. I've been doing this for 34 and I've been hearing about it, but it seems to be increasing now. But also during the holiday season, it's unfortunately it happens. And they're also calling you, Bob. So they're also calling you and saying that you didn't pay your bill last month. We're going to shut your electricity off in 30 minutes unless you wire us money.
Mm-hmm.
Utilities don't do that, Bob. They don't rush you like that. They want you to be prepared.
And do you see more scams like this particular one over the holidays every year?
It seems to be around the holidays. I don't know what it is. We actually had a news conference with ComEd, Nicor Gas, and North Shore Gas, and People's Gas, and they're all saying the same thing. These types of complaints have increased. The Better Business Bureau has received over 1,000 complaints this year already on fake utility workers or types of scams. It's working, Bob, and that's why they continue to do it. And as I said time and time again, the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. And we want consumers around the holiday season, when you're talking to your family and friends, to let them know about this scam. And please to prevent somebody else from coming into your house and stealing some of your items. Or worst case scenario, taking your identity mm-hmm. From calls where they say they're from the utility saying that you got to pay your bill or they're going to shut it off.
Watch out for that. And also be alert if you use the Zelle app, because I guess some people have lost thousands of dollars. Tell us about this.
There's a recent report, as we have seen, and we're hearing from consumers as well. These cash apps are getting very popular among the teens as well as adults. It's really the way to link your bank account to pay people through apps. But what's happening now is the scammer is calling people, and they're making themselves being imposters, really, saying that they're from your bank or they're from the cash app or Zelle or whatever it may be directly. And there's some fraudulent charges on your account, and you need to do something about it or you're going to lose your money. And what they say, what do I need to do? And some of them are saying, you need to install this app so I can look in your account and help you. And unfortunately, that's the scam, is that you're giving them access to your phone and the app and giving your account number. And also secondarily, they're asking you to, send money to yourself. And it may sound a little bit foolish, but the scammers are saying that if you send money to yourself, it'll cancel the fraudulent transaction that has occurred on your account. So anybody calls you out of the blue, Bob, and saying something is wrong with your account and we need to help you immediately, it's best to call the bank itself directly or the cash app service directly itself or using the app. No other way around it, because so many times consumers fall for people who just call them out of the blue and they scare them, Bob, and they mm-hmm. they make them feel like they have to do something quickly or they're going to lose their money.
Even the caller ID you get could be phony, couldn't it?
Again, yes, Bob. A lot of the complaints to the Better Business Bureau has been from consumers who are saying that it looks like the bank's calling them because it says the bank, America, Chase, whatever bank it may be, and the scammer knows how to change the caller ID. So I think most consumers don't realize that. And a bank's never going to call you, ask you for your account number, your PIN number, or that you need to install some more software on your account to fix a transaction that was just, a wrong or something happened to your account. So if there's some, the tip off to the rip off, Bob, is there's something unusual that they want you to act, and especially within 30 minutes. It's that quick thing. They don't want you to think about it. They want you to make that quick decision. so you don't ask others, and they can steal your money pretty quickly.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Appreciate it, as always, Steve. We will not be here next week. Wow, it's Thanksgiving. Week from today. So have yourself a great holiday, my friend, and we appreciate all of the alerts you give us here.
Thank you, Bob. Happy holidays to you and your listeners.